to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you are listening to CJLO News. A research lab at Concordia is using the popular video game Minecraft to study solar power resource management. The Lab for Technoculture, Art and Games, or TAG, is Canada's largest research center dedicated to the study of games. They study how video games and board games can affect our culture, what we can learn through games, and what games teach us about society. TAG recently launched a server, or online world, in the creative video game Minecraft. But they made some pretty big modifications in hopes of learning how people interact with solar power resource management.
Early on, we thought about sort of solar-powered gaming, and then realized that it wasn't that difficult to create a Minecraft server, build a Minecraft server, and connect it to actual solar power, and then think about what that might mean. And then we went one step further and said, why don't we not just put a Minecraft server, not just power a Minecraft server with a solar panel, but why don't we like make that part of the game itself?
That was Bart Simon, the director for the Milieu Institute for Arts, Culture, and Technology, which oversees TAG. Simon explains that the computer powering this Minecraft server literally runs on direct solar power, meaning when the sun isn't out for a while, the game shuts down.
We want to draw attention to, if you like, the carbon costs of computing, the hidden energy costs of playing video games. So one of the earliest bits of data, which we think is really interesting, of course, is when you have a server and nobody's playing, you're still drawing power, right, for this virtual world, which is kind of just existing in principle, but nobody's there. So you're actually consuming power, which has a carbon kind of implication.
Simon and the TAG team hope this serves as a social experiment. But it's not just the real-life solar power that makes this an experiment. Their modified version of Minecraft is called Sunblock, and it tells players how much energy they are using with their playstyle.
The whole point about the solar server is the way you play will affect the consumption, the power consumption of the server. So the faster you go, the more the CPU is working, the more power you're consuming. And what that means from a player standpoint is if you fly around, you're basically using up the power that other people might want to have to be able to play their game. So now we have a great social experiment, right? How do you share a collective resource in a way which respects everybody's right to play, if you like, or desire to play?
Within Sunblock is a game called Gaia's Riddle, where players have to survive a climate catastrophe together, complete with extreme weather. The research is in its early stages, but the game is playable and online. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona, and as you can tell by the way that my voice sounds right now, this past weekend was an event known as Southern Invasion, which is the summer version of Northern Invasion, an event that I talked about on my very first episode back in February, which was Northern Invasion, one of like the RYTHM event that has like put Montreal's RYTHM scene on the map. So if you haven't already guessed or seen what I've posted, today's episode is RYTHM Part 2 in honor of Southern Invasion. This weekend was absolutely insane. We had such a good time. For anyone who missed the first episode and doesn't know what RYTHM is, let me educate you. So RYTHM, also known as trench, is a subgenre of dubstep. It is derived from dub, reggae, and dance hall genres. It sits at about 140 to 150 beats per minute with a heavy use of repetitive and minimalist sub bass and triplet percussion arrangements. One of the stylistic mixing choices that Rhythm is known for is chopping, which is when two rhythm tracks are aligned and the DJ plays them with the beat synced and quickly switches between the two tracks. So I don't have a lot of time. You guys have no idea how difficult it was for me to get this playlist down to be under an hour. I swear it was almost 2 hours long when I was making it, but I had to cut it down, so unfortunately we're missing a lot of songs. So I'm gonna try not to talk too much and just let you guys enjoy the music. So the next couple of songs are some of the newest releases from some of the DJs that played on day one, which was on Friday. So first of all, we have Vengeance by Shark. This track was released literally last Wednesday. Then Delicate Frenzy by Zuba and Like That by 7L. Without further ado, this is you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM and you are on the right track. Don't
Into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
You gon' like that.
Okay, so that was... I've been trying to put these songs in the same or similar order as the order of the Southern Invasion lineup. Unfortunately, I did not get to include a song from every single artist, but I did try my best to at least get the main ones, or the ones that I felt like the main ones. The second song that played, the one right before the ad break, Delicate Frenzy by Zuba. I just wanted to say shout out to Zuba. That guy is incredible. His set was insane. Definitely one of my favorite sets of day one. And also, just Zuba's the homie. Like, he's the best. But anyways, for a little bit more rhythm history, for those who haven't heard it yet, rhythm originated in Croydon in the United Kingdom around the early 2010s, and it really started to gain popularity in 2015. The term rhythm was adopted more recently in the United States, and it actually used to be referred to as wonky dubstep. The rhythm community is like, you know, a sub-community of the dubstep crowd, but I find that the rhythm community, because it's so much smaller, it is, like, has so much more of this, like, friendly kind of family vibe to it, where I feel like dubstep has gotten so big that it's sometimes hard to, like, feel, like you're really, really a part of it. Not that you can't, like, the dubstep shows are still a lot of fun, but it just feels like dubstep has gotten so big that, like, the rhythm community feels more like home, at least to me specifically. So just to keep it moving and be good for time, next up is Head Crush by Badklat, and High Rollers by OG Nixon, and then right after that we've got Fields and Joust's new song Battlefield and The Dog by Mongrel. I hope you guys enjoy. I'm having a great time over here.
Thank you. We'll Let it all fade into nothing.
So that is the end of day one, which was Friday. And honestly, I have to say I had so much fun. I really didn't think that day two was going to be able to beat day one. I will say, though, just a couple of little comments that are really just my own opinion, is the Bad Klotz set was honestly not as like hard as I thought it was gonna be, and then the OG Nixon set actually went way harder than I thought, so I love that. I was a little bit disappointed that the Bad Klotz set didn't go that hard, because Bad Klotz is one of the like OG rhythm DJs, and yeah, but I still had a lot of fun. Joust and Mongrel closing out day one was one of the most insane sets like, you could see that, like, most of the crowd had stayed, even though, like, it was the closing set and not the headliner. But anyways, moving on, we're now going to get started with day two. Once again, I was not able to include every single artist in this playlist because I literally just did not have the time. And also because I did not have the time, I have squished some of the artists together, not actually on purpose, but about a month ago, Azabeam and Glocks released 9mm, and so I decided, why not do Azabeam and Glocks together with this one song? So yeah, next up we've got 9mm by Azabeam and Glocks, and then of course some Aeonix, and we're gonna be finishing off with some Decimate and Jekyll and Hyde. So this is CJ Lowe's 1690 AM, and you are on the right track. We'll be right back.
Êtes-vous motivé à vous engager au sujet des enjeux de violence de partenaires intimes? Participez à l'Assemblée annuelle générale de Femmes Averties le 8 juin 2025 sur Zoom pour découvrir les divers projets nos survivantes et nos bénévoles ont dirigés cette année. Que ce soit des formations personnalisées avec des partenaires ou des projets communautaires engageants, on a hâte à partager avec le public nos recherches et ce qu'on a accompli. Pour s'inscrire à l'Assemblée générale annuelle, visitez notre site web www.womenaware.ca ou nos réseaux sociaux à womenaware.mtl. Femmes averties, par les survivantes, pour les survivantes.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Madness! Madness! Oh, he's been naughty. With us. Don't worry, we won't eat you. You fools, let's wreck the place.
Okay, so unfortunately, I did have to cut that last song short. That was Esmo by Aeonix, just because we are running out of time and I really want to have enough time to play the last song that I have planned for you guys. But anyways, first of all, I just want to correct my mistake from earlier. 9mm by Azabim and Glocks was released at the end of February, not a month ago. That's my bad. But yeah, anyways, mistake corrected. I just wanted to say that, like, the Aeonic set was so incredibly heavy. Like, that would have taken the gold for me for day two if it wasn't for the fact that Decimate came in afterwards and somehow, like, just added to it. Like, I was so not expecting it to get heavier than that, but it did. And you know what? I'm not about to complain because it was incredible. And yeah, without further ado, which is a thing I have noticed that I say a lot on this show, I just want to make sure we can get through all of these songs. Next up, I've got Decimate and Jekyll and Hyde for you guys, and I might not get another chance to talk, so for anyone who's tuned in tonight, thank you so much for listening. And this is CJLO 1690 AM, and you are on the right track.
Listen to this saucy fake. Listen to this saucy fake. Thank you.
back on time.
With the last like 20 seconds that I have of the show, because I really didn't know if I was going to be able to get through everything. But yeah, I just wanted to say it was a crazy weekend for the people who are not listening to the show and who are probably at the after party at Red Room. Congratulations. And I hope that everyone has an amazing night.